Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. My girl, Fergie. Love her. Whatever happened to her?
I was going to say, I haven't heard much from her in a while.
I think I saw her working at the Turkey Hill in Sunbury.
Oh,
I'm not right
stop.
There on Front Street. Right there,
mm-hmm.
Front
yes.
Street, Kennewick. Yeah, I think she was there the other night working the counter, serving up the slushies and selling cigarettes to people in Sunbury who still smoke. I was pretty sure it was Fergie.
I mean, that's cool.
Because I walked in to pay for my gas and I said, Fergalicious?
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me. That's how I knew it was Fergie. I mean, how many people can you say Fergalicious to and they give you eye contact? What the heck?
Okay,
anyway.
So I Googled.
You gurgled?
No, I Googled.
Googled?
I Googled.
You Googled Fergalicious?
No, not Fergalicious. Okay. I know what Fergalicious means.
All right, and you want to see what she's up to?
She's taking a break from the Black Eyed Peas, but they're still together.
Yeah.
She's
not working at the Turkey Hill in Sunbury?
She's not working at the Turkey Hill
in
Sunbury.
How about bartending at the Americas? I think she also bartends at the Americas.
She's focused on her solo album, which is apparently still in the works. Another solo album.
Thank goodness News Guy Matt is out of the room. He doesn't like the Black Eyed Peas, and he's not a big Fergie fan. And
why?
That drives a wedge between us.
It drives a wedge between all of us.
Yes.
Because I like all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, in the early 2000s, my gosh, nothing was hotter than Fergie and the Black Eyed Peas.
Well, that's when he was sitting home watching Full House with his mom and dad and his Strawberry Quick. And his jammies on. Now cut him a break.
Yes.
Okay.
That was oddly specific.
What was I going to talk about?
I don't know.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
All I know is Fergie's
okay.
Has been hyping Double Duchess, her highly anticipated sophomore album, for nearly 5 years.
Wow.
You know, she lists a string of sleepers, like singles, blah, blah, blah.
I got a staff meeting today, and you know what? I want to say, yeah, you know what? Give me 5 years to finish that.
That's fine.
I want to say that to somebody.
Her and her hubby, Josh Duhamel, separated.
Oh, I didn't
and
know
then
that.
Divorced.
Oh, so hang on.
She's also a busy mom.
Hang on. Stop.
There's a chance.
Fergie's available.
Tom, she's available. There's a chance.
Oh, my God! Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
Apparently, nationwide distracted driving is up 10% since last year. Yeah. No, I looked that up on the phone while I was driving.
94.1 WQKX celebrating over 40 years of the best songs on the radio with MJ. Okay, I found it's Easter, and I found a church that I want to go to. I got to go all the way to Grand Rapids, Michigan, though.
Oh, okay.
Why so far?
Well, because it's kind of a funky church
okay.
that likes to do new things. They are celebrating their 150th anniversary by brewing beer in the church.
Road trip. Done.
Road trip.
What is beer but bread with an attitude? It's the same yeast put to a different use. Creation is full of beautiful and wonderful things. We are not a conforming church in any sense of the word. Fountain Street Church has been proudly different, sometimes contrary, often controversial. So this was a little bit in our character to do something off the beaten path, as it were. So, yeah, come and lift a half a pint with us.
Who needs to break bread when you can drink it? Okay?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Lift a half pint with us.
See, this is what Jesus was talking about. When he turned water into wine,
sure.
It brings people together.
And now we're turning bread into beer, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
This was a way for the monks, way back, those Franciscans, it was a way for them to not waste the grain.
And there is an old, what do they call the place where the monks hang out?
The monastery.
Yeah, that thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's one of those in Wilkes-Barre that is now a microbrew.
Yes, indeed.
Oh. They closed St. Joe's in North Wilkes-Barre. The Franciscans left. I don't know where they went. And it's now a microbrew.
Amazing.
So maybe this Fountain Street Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan, maybe they know what they're doing. So
I think they do.
Turn water into wine. Nobody
Don't waste the grain. Make some beer. Break bread, so to speak, but you can cheers. It brings people together.
I'm feeling good about going to church now.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's Tax Eliminator. That's right. It's
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, and Murphy the dog destroying the place.
He's not.
He's a little frisky today. Can we calm him down, or do I have to come over there?
There is a huge hole in the wall.
There is not.
The dog's tunneling his way out of here.
He is. Anyway. No, he's not. No, he is a good boy.
He's a little frisky today.
Okay, well, he's excited to be here. He didn't get to come the whole first part of the week.
I know.
So today and tomorrow he'll be in.
We highly encourage you to get a dog and take it to work. It's good therapy.
It really is.
He puts me in a good mood.
Me too.
All right.
Whoa. He puts you in a good mood?
That's how good of a dog he is. It takes a lot.
Do you like Murphy?
I do. I've said that before.
Matt, I think I might cry.
Matt the news guy is not a pet kind of guy.
He's not a pet kind of guy. I'm just going to put you on the spot a little bit. He tends to say things like, and this is why we shouldn't have
blank animal.
Insert animal here. Whether it's a dog, a cat, a bear, a skunk. This is why we don't need dogs.
Yes.
Right. You're just not an animal lover, and that's okay. You didn't grow up with pets. But he pets Murphy.
I do.
Yeah,
I play ball with him.
You play with him? You get down on the floor?
If I wanted a pet, this would be like my definition of a good pet right here.
Right, because you never know what you're going to get. It's like a box of chocolates. You know, you pick up the dog and he ends up being an idiot, you know?
Or a little bit psycho. Sweet, but psycho.
A little bit psycho. And he ruins your life. He's going to ruin your life, yeah.
That
dog's
going to
ruin your life.
No.
All right.
This dog, we've had a good, I'm going to be very a proud parent here for 2 seconds because yesterday, poor Murphy, the morning show dog, could not come to the morning show because I went and I hosted.
You were busy.
The Young Women's Symposium.
Yes.
Young Women's Futures Symposium at the Silver Moon in Lewisburg. So I had to be dressed up. I had to leave and Murphy couldn't come to work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the room full of 10th and 11th graders, like all girls would have loved Murphy, but they wouldn't have paid attention to the conference.
Exactly. Yes. And that's why I said, bring him and I'll take care of him.
Well, next time I'll
take him over to Hookies for a beer and a hamburger.
He'll
be one of the guys.
Yeah, Murphy can handle it.
My point though is he spent the day in his crate and I felt really guilty. Which normally he doesn't because my mom is at a conference. His pop-op was working. My sister went back to school off maternity leave.
Dude, like, tell us what happened.
He was such a good boy. No accidents.
No accidents in the crate.
That's the best part of this whole thing.
I was actually on the phone with Tom when I got home yesterday afternoon. I was like, oh my God. I go, all right, we're walking in the house. Let's see if it really smells. Because if there's a stink, had a little accident.
And I'm like, do I have to listen to this?
Yes,
I'm thinking to myself,
You did. You listened.
There was a pause in the conversation so we could check Murphy's crate
for poopy. I'm like the fourth daughter that you didn't know you had.
You just
needed to be right there with me. And there was no poopy in the crate.
Speaking of you being my fourth daughter, someday you're going to be coming to the nursing home to make sure I didn't poopy in my crate.
I know, and that's fine, and I'm prepared for it.
Okay, good. All right, so we highly encourage you get a dog, a therapy dog for work, because it puts everybody in a good mood, even people who don't necessarily like pets, like news guy Matt.
I'm just so happy that Matt likes him.
Nice job, Matt.
Thank you.
When it comes to value, it's only a value.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. I'm a sucker for you. Jonas Brothers, how gross are you?
That depends. What are we referring to?
Well, when I saw the headline this morning, I was like, well, let's find out how gross I am, okay? But it's simple stuff. How often do you brush your teeth?
Twice a day, every day. Come on now.
48% of us do that twice a day. 38% said once or twice, depending on the situation.
What?
I don't know what that means, depending on the situation. You know what I mean? Twice a day, please. Please.
I love my toothbrush because it times it 2 minutes. It's one of the...
Wait, you have a timer on your
toothbrush? Is that an electric toothbrush?
Yes, because you push the button and it turns on for the appropriate amount of time for you to clean your teeth.
Why the hell do you need a timer on a toothbrush?
It's good, though, because technically you are supposed to brush for 2 minutes.
Why don't you just look at the clock? Hello?
I don't have a clock in my bathroom.
Do you carry your phone into the bathroom?
No, I stopped that ever since that article about the fecal matter on the phones. You keep bringing up these articles.
Speaking of gross, how often do you change your sheets? 50% of us say they usually go more than a month.
What? No, actually,
I was guilty of that until I got married.
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you, Lisa. Good job, Lisa.
Single guys, man. Same sheets 4 or 5 years. You know what I mean?
Like, what's a semester in college?
There you go.
I strip the bed.
There's the answer.
I strip the bed every Sunday.
All right. How long do you leave the dishes in the sink?
I don't.
55% of us say one day is okay. 23% said a few days.
Yeah, see, that I don't do either, because that would just drive me crazy.
3% said longer than 3 days.
Oh. Okay, that's college,
yeah.
And we've grown past that.
19% said they do the dishes immediately. That's kind of like me.
Yeah, Lisa and I do that now.
We have a dishwasher now, which is the first time ever in my life that I've had a dishwasher.
Isn't it great?
It is.
Because I went from washing dishes in college to finally having a dishwasher.
What a great invention.
My parents, we never had a dishwasher, and to this day we don't. And do you know what my mom always told us?
Okay.
I don't need a dishwasher. I had children.
That's what my mom
heard that phrase many times.
Line up the little more gonzos. Yes. One cleans, one dries. Anyway, how often do you clean the bathroom? 71% of us said at least once a month.
A month?
22% of us said just a few times a year, and 7% of us said never.
Oh, my God.
Again, guilty, college until I got married.
Oh, my God, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Matt, it seems like marriage really saved you.
Oh, yes. My parents would tell you the same thing.
Yay, Lisa.
In fact, right. Lisa would come into my college apartment and clean it for me.
Too. Bless that woman.
Now, here's something I cannot do. How often do you wear a shirt without washing it?
I can't do that. I'm a sweaty person.
So am I. I'm glad you admitted it.
I do.
Now I don't feel bad.
I'm always hot.
87% of us say they wear the same shirt more than once.
Guilty.
Wow. My wool sweaters, I will, because they're dry clean only, and you just air them. Do you know what I mean? Like, you air that.
27% of us wear our underwear more than once.
Okay, that I don't do.
All right, you're talking. I have a real, like, I have a life rule about underwear, and there are several underwear changes a day. Seriously.
There you go.
Like, there's like
several,
because there's workout underwear.
Oh, okay.
And then you need the fresh pair. And then there's like, you get home from the day, and like, you need a fresh pair. And then maybe there's like going to bed. You just need to be fresh. I'm sorry.
All right. So you are not gross.
Maybe this is TMI. Maybe this is TMI.
Well,
finally. But you just need to be fresh.
Finally, here's the last gross fact.
Oh, God.
Only 56% of us wash our hands after we go to the bathroom.
I can't.
I'm done with this.
I can't.
I'm going to throw up.
Me too. Gross.
From floating in a saltwater tank to chowing down on some delicious
protein. Do it. The Eurythmics from the 80s. 7:14. When I was a kid, I used to like to prank and do funny, goofy things. I still do.
You do.
Some kids never grow up. That is me.
That's absolutely fine.
And this is why this news story today, and you probably heard it yesterday and maybe got an alert on your phone. A little lesson from Uncle Tommy Tom here, kids, before you get to school. You are responsible for everything you say and do. That threat against the Shamokin Elementary School yesterday, that threat given by a 12-year-old on Snapchat. Kids, please, it's not funny.
No. And you're talking to somebody who loves Snapchat.
Right.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love social media. I love sharing pictures. I love looking at people's pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be mindful
of what you say and do.
Yes. Whether it's in person, face-to-face, over the phone, via text, via email, on social media, Snapchat. It's interesting because probably the 12-year-old thought, oh, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't anymore.
Right.
And kids are taught nowadays, if you see something, say something.
Yes.
Which is a really good thing.
We all have to be vigilant. So therefore, the one kid, even if he was kidding or whatever, you can't do this anymore. Stop it.
No. It's not funny. It is not a joke.
Nothing. Nothing like that is.
Movies that were made in the 90s that sort of included people pranking, pulling a fire alarm, or calling in some sort of threat. Mm-hmm. You can't do that anymore because the threat is real. It's real. Bad things have happened across our nation, and we have to be very, very careful about what we say and do, even at such a young age.
Right. If you're having a bad day and I'm going to kill somebody, don't say that.
You cannot say that.
Or I'm going to blow this place up. You can't do that anymore, kids. So please, even if you're trying to be funny, some words just aren't funny.
They are not. Hey, it goes back to that news story. The dude in the Home Depot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Careful. Yeah. I just blew that place up. Meaning he
was talking about going to the bathroom, but somebody heard it and they thought there was a bomb in the
building. They called the police, because if you see something, say something. It's written all over the New York City subway. I mean, and that's what we're taught now. So just be careful. Be mindful.
Be mindful. If you want to do something funny, do something random and goofy that doesn't harm anyone. People in Jackson, Mississippi right now are on alert because someone is leaving random bowls of mashed potatoes in front yards. Now, that's funny. I don't know why I think it's funny, but it has already happened several times.
I mean, this neighborhood does a lot of quirky things. We decorate caution road signs. We put Christmas trees in our potholes. So it's not surprising at all, and that's why I love this neighborhood, because they do so many strange things. But it's definitely one of the weirdest things I've seen since living in Jackson.
Mashed potatoes!
They found it on their porches. They have found it on their mailboxes, on their cars. We don't know if someone's just playing a prank or if someone just had a lot of leftovers. We're not sure.
I was headed to work, and there was just a styrofoam bowl of mashed potatoes on the doorstep right there. Some people were thinking maybe the mashed potatoes were poisoned to kill animals. No. I didn't taste it. You know, I have a 3-second rule, so I didn't touch it. But some people were worried.
He has a 2-second rule, so he didn't taste them. No, listen, if somebody leaves mashed potatoes on your porch, don't eat them.
No,
but
don't,
it's funny.
No, it is funny.
Random mashed potatoing. Now that's funny.
Today's business doesn't stay in one place.
Yeah, we turning it up.
Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says that he's going to release his tax returns on Monday. And thanks to his book sales, they're actually expected to show that Bernie is now a millionaire. Bernie Sanders is a millionaire. He's pretty freaked out. He's like, oh my God, the 1% is coming from inside the house.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
In the morning, 94KX, as you take the kids to school. As you get ready for the weekend, we're all working for the weekend. I'm excited. Sunday, I'm going to be watching the Masters. I'm going to watch it all day long. Look at the way you just looked at me. If you need a nap, watch the Masters. ESPN is pushing this so hard.
You watch a lot of ESPN.
Augusta, Georgia, the green jacket, who will win this year?
I mean, Augusta, Georgia is gorgeous. I actually would not turn down a trip to the Masters
and
see it. Would
you go if you could win a year's worth of free beer?
Yes.
Yes. Get excited. It's going to happen this Sunday. Somebody is going to win a year's worth of natural light.
Natty Ice?
Natty Light.
Yeah.
Natty. Okay, Natty. They're randomly giving away a year's worth of beer to someone on Twitter every time a golfer makes a birdie in the final round of the Masters.
That's a really interesting pairing, because when I think the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, the first beverage that comes to mind is not Natty.
So that's why they're doing it. So people will give them free publicity like we're doing right now. To enter, you have to log on this Sunday and tweet hashtag birdie light and hashtag sweepstakes.
Do you want to know a fun fact?
Yes.
About Natty?
Are you going to tell a college story?
A little bit.
Because that's the official beer of any kid in college.
It is. And that's why my husband's first pet ferret, she was named Natty.
Your husband had a pet ferret named after a beer.
She lived to the ripe old age of 12. She was a lovely ferret. And yes, Natty was beloved.
Wow. Ask the KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Sometimes you feel like destroying something. 15% of us have smashed something at work.
Oh, boy.
Why are you raising your hand, news guy Matt?
Technology, things, people, all the above.
They frustrate you.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you want to smash people? That's wow. Wow.
No,
okay.
Smashing things because of those. I wouldn't smash
this
people.
This is why
no.
I bring
I'd be out of
the
a job
dog.
If I did that.
Yes,
this
would.
Is why I bring the dog.
Yeah, Murphy does help me calm down and brighten my mood. He does.
He does. Murphy, the morning show dog, makes everybody happy.
He does. He has a calming effect on us all.
He does.
Mm-hmm. I worked for a group of radio stations in my life that we would have destruction parties.
Oh.
When tension would get a little high in broadcasting, as it does any workplace, I would get on the, whatever you call it.
The intercom.
Intercom in for all rooms, and I would be like, destruction party on the back deck. 5 minutes, be there. And I'd hang up. In 5 minutes, everybody was standing there. And I'd go down in the basement and find like an old DOS printer or something.
Oh, my goodness.
And we would throw it off the deck.
Do you remember those printers? That's awesome. You had to pull off the stuff on the side.
Yeah, yeah, one of those. Like the little track. Yeah, the little paper tracks.
Like rip it off.
So not only would we throw it off the deck, but I had a supply of cinder blocks there. And then you'd throw the cinder blocks on top of said item.
What?
Everybody would start cheering.
That's
really
awesome.
Having like great. An office space moment there.
That's exactly where I got the idea.
Yes.
Can we do that here?
Uh-huh. Sure. Let's find something.
We have plenty of space out in the field.
Yeah.
We don't have a deck, but I mean, I'm sure that I could shimmy myself up onto the roof. I could reach out the back.
Another quick true story before we go to news. The first time I worked here, back mm-hmm. in the 90s, we played compact discs.
Yes.
Sometimes you got compact discs in the mail and songs were on them that were never going to be hit records. Well, we used to fire them back into the cornfield behind the radio station there. Throw them like Frisbees.
Yes.
Right? And then one day, the farmer who was planting the corn back there
came
into the radio station and wanted to know why he was sucking up CDs in his combine.
Oh, no.
Oh, see, this is why we don't litter.
This is why.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
Yep. Got a sausage McMuffin with
KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work with Tom and Laura live. We love having guests on the show. Superhero guests and a superhero 5K coming to the area this weekend.
That's right. Our friend Yvonne joins us this morning from Susquehanna Valley CASA. And first, Yvonne, what I want you to share, though, is for folks listening who don't know what CASA is, because mm-hmm. it is such a wonderful organization.
Yes, I believe so, too. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. We are a nonprofit that is volunteer-driven, and our volunteers stand up as advocates for abused and neglected children in the area. And they go to court with them. They write reports for the judges. They spend time with the kids. They mentor. They're there for those children for up to 3-4 years sometimes.
So they are actually superheroes.
But no, they really are. And yeah. Those superheroes can be a friendly face for kiddos in our area who are going through a really tough time.
Yes.
So this Saturday, superheroes can cape up and maybe go for a 5K, right?
Yes. Run or walk. So we would like to have all kinds of people come. We will have a costume contest. So we are asking people to dust off those costumes from Halloween.
I was Batgirl last year.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I was.
All right. And bring, you know, it's very family friendly. It's a flat space. The course is all flat. And so it's very stroller friendly, very family friendly. And we're very excited to have some members of the Superhero Alliance also will be coming again this year.
They had
Captain America was there.
Yes, he's coming again.
Supergirl was there. Wonder Woman. Who else? All I know is their costumes were legit.
Yeah,
they really were really good.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Valley Recreation Area is also St. Mary Street Park. Yeah. So it's where the pool is, where that big, beautiful playground is. Mm. And what time does registration start?
Registration starts at 8:30. And we encourage same-day registration. We still have plenty of space for people to come and run or walk. And we will be then having a fun run at 9:30 for our kids. And those kids will get prizes, and they'll also get medals when they're done.
Awesome.
And then the 5K itself starts at 10.
There you go. Sounds like a good time.
If you're driving to work right now, don't worry. I will share all of that information that Yvonne just shared on the 94KX Facebook page, and 94KX will be on location. We like to provide some music every year, a couple of announcements, so we will be there. Yvonne, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much, and you guys make it such a fun time.
We try.
We appreciate your help.
It is. It's a wonderful event.
Does your current phone system support
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Police in Oregon responded to a potential burglary in progress after a woman reported seeing shadows of someone in her house. Police arrived only to find the suspect was actually a Roomba trapped in her bathroom. It's quite an endorsement for Roomba, though. It's so quiet, you don't notice it until you think it's robbing your house.
KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It'll be all right. News is coming up next. It's all right. It's okay. We found the black hole, but it's going to be okay. How do you guys feel about the first photo ever of the black hole?
It's amazing.
It's weird. It's kind of spooky.
How do you feel about the team leader was a graduate from MIT? She is a PhD. Her name is Katie.
Okay.
Female-led team. Now, there were, I think, close to 100 people who ultimately, through this imaging project, made the first picture of the black hole.
Right.
But the person at the top, girl power, baby. That's a big deal.
Somebody learned something at the Women's Future Camp.
I guess so, yeah.
It's a nice job, Laura. Nice job.
Hey, that's a really big deal, though, because you don't hear enough about women scientists.
Women anything, but yeah,
right?
Women scientists.
So
yeah.
She is a PhD, like, astrophysicist.
That's one small lady.
Like, I did research into technology to then send this picture-taking machine into space to then compile all of the composite images to create the first picture of a black hole. How stinking cool is that?
55 million light years away.
There it is.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Crazy.
That's amazing.
And it kind of looks like, the picture looks like a glowing orange donut. But I wonder what's on the other side of that black hole.
Or do we want to know?
I'm kind of scared. It's like, I don't know.
I'm just really excited. It looks awesome.
We got to get like a science teacher in on the show here and talk about
it. I love science, and the statistic that I always love to remind people of when we talk about things being 55 billion light years away is that there are more galaxies and planets like ours in space, so
somewhere
in the universe,
yes,
then there are grains of sand on a single beach.
Unbelievable.
That is
55 million light years away. That's
right.
That's about how long it takes to get through Nori in the afternoon.
Can I read this thing about Katie Boomen?
Sure.
Okay,
news is coming up.
3 years ago, MIT graduate student Katie Boomen led the creation of a brand new algorithm to produce the first ever image of a black hole. She learned about the imaging project in high school, decided on the spot that she'd dedicate her life to, and went for it. She then was the team leader that led to the creation of the first picture of the black hole.
Congratulations.
It's awesome.
Salute yourselves at work, ladies.
It's Blaze Alexander
441 WQKX. The best songs on the radio for over 40 years. And Duran Duran was there getting you ready for Flashback Friday tomorrow. That should be a good time. A really cool kind of, I don't even know what to call them. Kind of a Nordic band.
It's they're
kind of
Vikings.
Can you say that?
They're Vikings.
Okay, I didn't know if we could use the word Vikings.
We can, and their music is super cool.
Dreamers Circus, they are called. They're coming to the Y Center for the Performing Arts on the campus of Bucknell tomorrow, Saturday, actually. But tomorrow, we're going to give away tickets.
Oh, is that what you have in your hand? Hey, cool.
So what you should do today, if you're at work now and the boss isn't looking, go to bucknell.edu and click through to the Center for the Performing Arts and check out the 2018-2019 tour of Season Dreamers. And the show is called Dreamer Circus. I think I want to go, but we're so busy this weekend.
Oh, my
gosh.
We got
so much going on.
I was
going
to say, Saturday,
the
Superhero 5K in the morning.
Saturday night, the show at Bucknell.
Yep, and then Sunday, egg hunt.
All those lucky winners will be egg hunting with us.
You know what? I do want to point out really quickly, speaking of egg hunt. So qualifying is over. Everyone who qualified, check your mailboxes, right? Mm-hmm. People are messaging, hey, we got our tickets. Awesome.
Good. See you
good
later.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine is important because it may be raining.
It might be rainy, but I don't think that's going to diminish the fun, honestly.
I hope it's just a scattered shower and it won't be any
big deal. I'm prepared. I'm going to put on my rain jacket. I'm going to bring my umbrella.
All right.
Scattered showers, that doesn't faze me in the least. And I guarantee that these kiddos are going to be ready to hunt for Disney.
Absolutely. 94KX, Sean Carey on the way in. And I think I just saw Kyle walking down the hall with your dog, Murphy.
Oh, that's fine. That's Uncle Kyle.
Oh, that's okay?
Oh, yeah. He's probably taking him out.
I didn't want you to freak out, your dog, you go down your office and the crate's empty. You know, he's taking the dog out.
It's really funny because if I would go down and the crate was empty, I would know exactly who to ask. Kyle or Jamie.
Okay.
Our director of finance. But now she's on vacation, so it would be one of the two.
But not Sean Carey.
Sean
more
actually,
of a cat dude.
No, but you know what's funny?
What's that?
Sean actually, he'll come down to the office to visit and pet Murphy. I'm serious.
Really? Mm-hmm. Because I know he's big on cats.
The other person I'd have to double check is Rob Center.
Rob, the sports center, would steal that dog in a minute.
But his dog actually
is jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Daisy.
And he gets checked out when he gets home.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Uh-huh. When you're at somebody else's house.
Yep.
And you pet their dog and then you get home and your dog's like, hey, where you been, man?
Yep, exactly.
It's like lipstick on the collar, you know what I mean?
Who have you been kissing? What's been going on? Huh? What have you been doing? Yeah, no, Murphy's getting all the love today because this is the first day he's been here this week.
I know.
So,
it's
but
Thursday.
Oh my God, well, it's so busy. It's busy.
Bring the Murph. And again, people at work, if your boss will let you have a pet at work.
It is really nice.
It's great therapy.
It really is.
Okay. Sean the Cat Guy's next. Sean Carey. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.